Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Little Anthony and the Imperials brings back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabard, the reasonably cool Jeffrey Zabard, is our guest. He is the Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find his website and all the things that he does. An award-winning journalist. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Reasonably thrilled to be here yet again.
I can see that. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that... that we're spending a reasonable amount of time talking about these days is the fact that there's never been a time in the workplace where there were as many different generations active in the workplace, in the marketplace, as right now. That's one. And number two, the largest number, the largest generation in the workplace right now is Gen Y, the high T, 18 say to 32. They represent the largest group of people in the workplace right now, and then on the other end then would be baby boomers, then the Gen X in the middle, but this is creating a lot of interesting dynamics in the workplace, and you've observed some of this lately, haven't you?
Yeah, it's interesting how it can happen, and we may not even notice it if we just go about our daily lives. So, for example, in 1989, I think the same year that you did, we both, sort of went on our own.
Yep.
And I went freelance, and I started working from home. By 1993, 94, just 4 or 5 years later, I realized a significant trend going on in the marketplace of people working from home. And so I started, a Chief Home Officer. I started writing about it, speaking about it, did books on it, magazine columns, et cetera. And that carried on for about 10, 12, 14 years until, 5 to 7 years ago, started realizing the media coverage waned.
Right.
People started...
Back in 98, 99, 2000... If I've got 10 calls from a journalist to get me to quote on an article, 9 of the 10 were asking me about home based.
Exactly, and so it was we could watch the bell of a trend where it rose, and then but one.
Well, in 89, we were freaks because we worked at home.
Oh, the heat we took.
Yeah.
The heat we took. If it was a dog barking in the background, a kid crying in the background, any of the other noises, because we didn't have the headsets.
You didn't want to admit it because people didn't want to do business.
You're a pariah.
Yeah. And then it went to being super cool. Now it's just... Now it just is, right?
It just is. Yeah. And the thing is that you don't realize that with macro trends, you sometimes don't realize that they're taking place around you. So, example, to market home office to a millennial, meaning someone born, post 1970.
Somebody in their 20s, probably.
Exactly. Or a Gen Xer, someone born from 65 to the late 80s. Then, home office, I got a home office, so what? And I got a toothbrush, and I got a car, I have a, a chicken, and so with two chickens on the pot, so the trends we have to keep our eyes on and see how they unfold around us and how they affect us.
And we didn't used to have as many different conversations with our customers as we do now.
No, the customers
we didn't.
Are so
we used varied. To just have one conversation, and everybody adapted to the conversations of the marketplace today. And forgive me for saying this, but I don't know any other way to say it. In the age of the customer, you have to have more than one conversation with the people because the younger generations want their own conversation. They have their own way of expressing themselves, and that's the way they like to hear it, isn't it?
Right. Absolutely. They don't, every generation, every person has his or her own lens that they're viewing things. We can't force that lens on them. We can't be the doctor who says, here's the lens I'm going to give you, or here's the glasses I'm going to give you. You got to use these. You know, it's got to be an optician or an optical shop that has, you know, hundreds to choose from, and you've got to be prepared to work with all of those perspectives. And it's easy to see the world through the lens that you've always had. But as you're alluding to, as we see these, you know, Gen Ys, Gen Xs, millennials, boomers still out in the market and affecting the market, and from buy side, from employee side, from people you work with in the marketplace, if you don't have a varied perspective on who they are and what their needs are, you're going to get lost. And it's especially mm-hmm. difficult also when you're a soloist, for the soloists out there, for people not unlike myself, who, you know, I work with a lot of people, but I'm a soloist here, and so I don't have all those perspectives in a workplace mm-hmm. where I can say, hey, here's John, and he's, you know, 25, and this is his perspective, and here's Sue, and she's 60, and here's her perspective. And
so how do you deal with that?
Well, I think you need to get out a little bit more in the marketplace. You need to work a little bit more. You probably have social media that you're working with. If you're a business owner, you can.
I'm not sure I'd want to learn how to communicate with people via social media conversations.
Well, as long as they don't say anything, they're going to start cursing at you and belittling you.
Yeah.
That's a topic for your next conversation.
Right.
You know, the Ms. Perry. But what we see is that if you have, you know, we alluded to in a previous segment, your trusted allies. Those out there who appreciate you for what you are, who are willing to help you, maybe mm-hmm. you create a focus group. Maybe you find mm-hmm. some people out there whom you trust.
One thing about it, you have to recognize that unlike 20, 30 years ago, the different segments of the customer base and the workforce, they want to talk in, you know, their own way, and they want you to talk right. to them in their own way. Hey, Jeff,
absolutely.
Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always great to be with you. Thanks
Jeff is a bar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.